Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good evening and welcome to the History of Germany podcast. This podcast was originally one segment of a larger collage made by the History Podcasters Network, as they are wont to do. The last one was on alcohol. This one was on food. And as such, I did the segment for the history of Germany. However, there's kind of a running gag that maybe I should clarify here, since this is really standalone. And that is that I went to a hotel, a hotel trade school, where you learn how to, like, It's one of the famous German kind of trade school things where you learn how to be potentially a hotelier, like a manager, but you also learn like reception to cleaning the rooms to waiters to being in the kitchen, all that stuff. But ironically, in Germany, if you learn five-star cooking, it's going to be French cuisine. So the kind of running gag here is that all my German is French. Not everybody got why I did that, so... now you know. Enjoy. Please come right in and have a seat. The History of Germany podcast has a special treat for you. You see, the medieval period of Europe was one marked with violence and wars, an always escalating arms race between lords, counts, dukes, earls, bishops, princes, archdukes, kings, and even kaisers and popes. When one received a visitor, who one perhaps wasn't at the time at war with, one would try to dazzle them in a cold war with their halls, their fashion sense, and even their dining halls. And with this arms race, of course, leaders were needed, innovators, how to one-up your neighbors, humiliate them. A profession was born. A single man was put in charge of putting the Lord's enemies in his place. Le chef cuisinier, as he's called in German. And these master kitchen chefs ruled supreme among the king's entourage. When he wasn't around, the sous chef would take over, and his generals were the chef de partie, all the way down to the plongeur doing the dishes, stagiaire, the apprentice. The food itself escalated over the centuries. These meals of mass destruction took on a life of their own. When the kings finally reached the zenith of what money could buy and time and your stomach would allow, the German world finally settled on the 19th century classic 13-course meal. That's right, 13. And we don't mean tapas, the main course, perhaps something the Lord brought back from the hunt, or an exotic gift that took days to prepare and roast is what the Germans might call la pièce de résistance. But we're not there yet. There are rules. The opposing chefs all knew the rules. Breaking one would be a serious faux pas, as the Germans would say. Simple rules, like the main color of one course, could not be the main color of the following course. Like you couldn't have a mainly red hors d'oeuvre and then a red soup. Mon Dieu. And of course, what wine to drink. The wines of Germany are famous, and which one goes with what meal? As the meals go from bland to savory and flavorful, so the wines also go from sweeter to drier, generally speaking. Each meal, of course, has its own cutlery, each wine its own glass. Germans are cultured, after all, n'est-ce pas? Like the two-pronged fork thing for escargot, as an example. And of course, all of this took quite a while to make its way down to the common folk. But let me put this all into context. You would start off with an amuse-gueule or amuse-bouche, like to amuse your mouth, something to give you the appetite for the main courses. These would be like an hors d'oeuvre or a potage, like soup, potage à la Victoria. And don't forget the wine. And now you're proper hungry. Just in time for the d'oeuf or farinot, the egg and pasta dishes, and the first entree, like a in-between dish, something to cleanse your palate. Of course, with wine. And now the poisson, the fish course. and the main course, the relève. Here, the wine is probably going to be pretty dry. And have you been counting? You're on like your seventh glass already. It's a good thing there's so much to eat. And then to cleanse the palate again, switch gears, an entrée chaude, a warm in-between course, or an entrée froide, a cold in-between course, and then a sorbet, like a flavored sort of ice for, again, increasing the appetite for the final stages of your meal. Now comes a rôti or salade, a roast or a salad, maybe like a Russian salad, another vegetable course, entremets de légumes in German, and of course the entremets de douceur chaude, like warm sweets, buffet froid, the cold buffet, and finally, a savoureux course, something savory, something like a Parmesan panna cotta with wildflower honey, followed by the fromage, the cheese course, the dessert, the fresh fruits and nuts, the dessert, and once it was discovered and available, café. And by the way, forks were brought to the Holy Roman Empire, at least according to legend, by the Byzantine princess Theophanu, wife of Emperor Otto II. Apparently, she blew her hosts away. And I hope to see you over on the L'Histoire Allemand, I mean, the History of Germany podcast. And until then, as they say in Germany, au revoir, merci pour l'écoute, et finalement, bon appétit.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.